All right, guys, my new special Live and Alive is streaming now on my YouTube. It dropped Friday, October 24th. Go watch it. Go watch it. I'm proud of it. This is all self-produced. It's free right from me to you. Share it with everybody you know. Tag me in it, whatever. Go watch this special. Let's get this thing going. I want this one over 1 million views this time. You know what YouTube did last time. Let's show them what's up.
And then they come in and they say, Mr. Sickler, you are lucky to be alive. You have massive pulmonary embolisms. They traveled through your heart. Your heart is swollen twice its size. And we're going to be honest with you. The next 48 hours are touch and go. You're probably going to want to make some calls. And I was like, my phone's dead. I was playing it on 3 hours. You know what I'm saying? I came in with it on 66%. I didn't even bother gassing it up. And I knew things were about to get wild when I heard one of the surgeons say, well, Mr. Sickler, you and your phone are about to have a lot in common. I said, oh, my God. What kind of bedside manner is that for somebody with Blue Shield Silver? You're talking to me like I got the bronze package right now, and I'm not really feeling it. So back your Kaiser Permanente attitude up and recognize my second tier status.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back, everybody. Ryan Sickler here. You know I'm RyanSickler.com, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Starting this one like I start them all. Thank you. Thank you for watching this show. Thank you for supporting anything I do at all. It is genuinely appreciated. I love my job. I love this show. And I love this guest. I'm very excited to have her here with me today. Been waiting a while on this one. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Karen Feehan.
Hey, welcome to the Way Back, girl. That was so exciting. That was like overwhelming.
Good. It's great to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
We've been chit-chatting a little before, and we're going to get into your stories. But before we do that, right there, plug everything you would like, please.
November 7th, I'm at the Hideout in Boston. If you want to come watch me tell jokes, it'll be a really good show. I'll be doing that for around probably like 45 minutes to an hour. Really depends on you, I'll be honest. And then the following
day, last 15 depends on them.
That's up to you guys, whether you guys are cool or not. And then November 8th, I am co-headlining a show in the New York Comedy Festival with Stacey Kay. She's a very funny comedian. That's going to be a good show. It's early too. It's at 6 p.m. So you can maintain your circadian rhythm if you really wanted to. You could be in bed by 9. Check out my special. It's called Don't Serve Me. My podcast is called Only Feehan. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. That's pretty much all I threw up there. That and stand-up clips. Follow me on Instagram. Watch me on Tires seasons 1 and 2. Yeah. Tweet at them to put me in season 3.
I start this podcast by asking my guests if they've ever sat back here in this Way Back seat. And you said that you have.
Of course.
You're a younger lady, though. So who in your world had this car?
No, growing up, it's like a few families here and there had. I feel like my friend, I don't know. I think Lindsay Barger maybe had one. I've sat back there. I've gotten in fights in that back seat.
Who are you fighting back there?
I was pulling hair one time with we were part of a carpool crew. And one day we had that, and me and my friend, we got in like a hair pulling fight. I really dominate. I have a thick head of Irish hair. It's hard to get. I mean, she got some, but she had this like thin hair. I don't know. She was maybe perhaps of Nordic descent. I forget. But I just yanked.
You feel like you could snap it.
Clumps of her hair out. Well, you were absolutely brutal. So yeah, great memories back there.
It's going to take a while to get back there and break that up too. That's not an easy seat to get to for a parent to shut it down.
No, especially when it's like
shots in back there.
Especially when neither of you want to get in trouble either. So that's just other layer of like quietly, like just like hurting the other person. It's sick. Kids are disgust, like sickos.
Was it a carpool for school or sports or
school?
School,
mostly school.
And how would that work? You like somebody's parents would pick you up and
they'd chit chat. They both had that mom haircut. It's like your haircut now.
This is 100%.
And they chit chat in the morning.
My Uncle Janice had this haircut.
You just like knew not to mess around with them. Like, I'm not going to give them any lip. I'm just going to do
what
they
say. But who's driving? Is it alternating parents? Like, someday your mom does it. One day this person does it. Is that sort of the thing? Or was it always like this lady's coming with the station wagon, getting everybody?
It was always alternating. And there was just different sensibilities each morning. Like, my mom was pretty laid back. She played some sweet tunes. Sometimes she'd have some snacks in the morning.
How many kids we talking? Are we getting?
A total of like 4 to 6, okay, depending on age groups, going to like the private schools were like yards away from each other, like between the elementary and the high school. And there were years where like the oldest daughter on the other family side was just this like brooding, moody, always late, would make everybody else late. And her mom would just scream at her for 20 minutes. It's just like, this sucks, dude. Can't wait to get out of this small town life.
Where did you grow up?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. What's the town?
Hi. I grew up in Marshfield, a.k.a. Mash Vegas, but I didn't go to Marshfield High. I went to Sacred Heart.
Okay.
Whoa, is that my old house? That's crazy. Oh, my God, it makes me feel sick.
This is where you grew up?
This
is your first childhood home?
Yes.
That's a cute little house. Was it blue when you had it too, or did they paint it?
It was like white with green shutters at one point.
So what are we looking at? 231 Peterson.
Wow.
Tell me.
It looks cute.
It is a cute little house. And it's
the
a cute street,
street
too.
It's super safe.
Yeah, like, it looks like it. Nice and green.
So
and
quaint. There's like a pond way over there. There's a marsh. That's where I'm behind you, like behind my house to the right. There's a marsh where I got fingered by Joe Mahoney. Let him finger me, dude. So romantic, though. He walked me around a whole fucking marsh. Like, this guy's in love with me.
I love, you know what I like about you already? You've been like, depends on you guys if you're getting that last 15. He walked me around the whole marsh. Half the marsh, he's probably not putting a finger in.
Like, he's going to tell everybody about this. Oh, they put little chairs over there? That's cute. That's like waspy cute.
So tell me the windows here. What are these rooms in the front of the house? Go from the left.
From the left?
Yeah, what
that
is
was
that?
Like the, maybe the dining room, okay, I would call it. There was like a hutch with like old plates in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, you know, back towards the porch and stairs, that's where the kitchen was.
Okay.
Then there's the upper level had 3 bedrooms up there, 1 bathroom.
Is that like a master bed up there,
yeah,
with the skylight in there?
Once I got accepted into the Boston Ballet, I got the master bedroom. My dad put a ballet bar in the room that like faced the mirrors. And my older brother was banished to a corner on the right side of the house.
Okay, so let's not just gloss over Boston Ballet. That's fucking big. How old are you when you get accepted into that?
I think I was like 11 or 12 when they were like, okay,
wow.
Yeah. I was taking ballet 5 times a week. It was too much. It was crazy.
Wanted you to do that, mom? Or did you? Look at little tippy toes Karen over here.
That's when I was an attendant in the Nutcracker at the Wang Center in Boston. My parents used to just discuss. You hated it?
Princess.
Yeah. She's like, it was freaking.
It looks like some of our ancestors would wear.
She's like, this looks like child abuse.
How old are you here? About 10 or 11?
Yeah. And they would drop me off. And then it was fun, though, because my uncle would come and he would pick me up and like take me out to dinner in Boston. And then some nights, it was always around Christmas. So the fam would get all dressed up and go see me in the Nutcracker. I was on stage for like 90 seconds. Like,
but still, that's not just the local play at the school.
That was a fun night out.
Boston. Yeah.
I got $1 performance. My dad's like, what do you want? I got a check for $16. He's like, what do you want to do with it? I was like, cash it. I wanted this doll. That diaper like disintegrated in
what
the water.
It
was like, you know, like you didn't know its gender until you put it in water.
Do you know what that was called? I want to look it up because I don't know.
It was
what
a it cabbage.
Is.
It was, I think, a version of Cabbage Patch, but you didn't know what gender it was until you tried to drown it. And
well, we call it baptizing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, okay.
You listen for its screams. You're like, that's a girl or that's
it?
A boy.
Sunday Surprise. Is that the one?
God, that sounds like
gender reveal doll. Nuh-uh.
That's got to be newer. I bet that's recent. It wasn't called that, but I mean, that's exactly what it was.
And you put it in water and you're like, oh my God, I killed a girl.
It was so annoying. Like,
that's a wild fucking toy for a kid. The guys at True Classic started with a simple mission to bring premium, comfortable clothing to the masses because looking and feeling great shouldn't come with a designer price tag. People vote with their dollars, and clearly people agree because True Classic has sold over 25 million shirts to more than 5 million customers, racking up over 200,000 five-star reviews. You guys know I like hoodies. This is the Black Active Comfort Full Zip. True Classic isn't just about fabric or
or fit. It's about helping guys show up every day with confidence and purpose. These shirts fit where they should. They feel incredible, and you don't have to break the bank to get them. I've been wearing True Classic for a while now, and I love the quality you can feel. It's tailored where you want it, relaxed where you need it. No bunching and no BS. Just a clean, effortless fit that works for everyday life. So forget overpriced designer brands. Skip the cheap throwaway stuff. True Classic is built for comfort, built to last, and built to give back. You can find them on Amazon, Target, Costco, Sam's Club, or head to trueclassic.com/wayback to try them out for yourself.
It is quite confusing. It like makes you like think about like what you like more, boys or girls, what you want more. It's like you're disappointed that you get a boy, or
you hold them under longer and shit.
You're like, and then, but then you're mad because you have like a wet doll. We had the best sledding in the back of my house because it was like two hills. There was a chick named Marnie because these people had a pool across the street. She taught us all how to swim.
What kind of pool? Above ground or in ground?
In ground.
Yeah. See, now when we grew up, if you had an in ground pool, you had money.
That was That's the Playboy like, Mansion. You were Hugh Hefner.
You have a slide on your pool right now?
What do you guys do for work? What do you guys do? Where are you getting all this money?
That's exactly what money was to us, a pool. If you had liquid in the ground,
yeah,
you were fucking rich.
You were the richest.
Oh, here we go. Well, great job, Kirsten. Where's the marsh where she got fingered? Is that... Oh, over here. Here we go. Oh, man, that is a long walk around that marsh.
He earned that finger bang, I'm telling you. I was like, is this guy Somalian? Is he a marathon runner? Where is this guy from? He's like...
How old were you?
13.
Was that your first experience?
I mean, that was my first, yeah. Like, when I, like, I think when a guy really touched my vagina.
A little more advanced than kissing and stuff.
But, like, in kindergarten, I made a bet with this kid, Toby. Like, show me yours, I'll show you mine.
In kindergarten?
Maybe first grade.
Okay.
And
that's more reasonable. Okay, that's so much better. That, you know, that,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
That 5-6 don't years a big gap.
Don't be gross. I was in first grade.
So you tell this little boy and you remember because you got in trouble or something?
No, what I remember because I got freaking dunked on because he never showed me his, and I just was out there with my little pussy out.
What? Oh, not your boobs? You flashed the vagina and he was like, I'm not doing anything.
I still don't have any boobs. This is the backyard? They have a fence back there? Yeah. Fancy. What are they doing back there?
Kirsten, you're the shit. Look at that. They got tired of kids sleigh riding on that fucking thing.
Dude, when you pan back, why do I feel like there's going to be a bunch of fucking human trafficked people?
Okay, wait. So you tell this boy, I'll show you yours if you show me mine.
I don't want to get back into it.
But before we were talking about this episode, you said you did something on a carnival ride.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, amusement park ride.
Yeah, because I was hanging out with my friend Hillary Newcomb, and she had huge tits at like age 12. She would later get a like breast reduction like in when we were seniors or juniors. So we were riding the dragon swing. What would you call it?
Bring one up. This is it right here.
But you would go to like Canopy Lake Pack and you guys go fucking.
There it is. Water in Salem, country. New Hampshire?
Yeah.
So you would drive up there?
Yeah, on a bus with a bunch of kids.
Oh, you'd bus?
The school that would be the end of the year trip.
Oh, this is a school field trip you're doing this on? Not just a summer.
No, dude, you want the rumor to go or not? You want to make waves?
So you're at this park.
You trying to make waves? Oh, water country.
And it goes like this. It just keeps
You'll
going
really
up
lose
and down.
Your stomach.
That might not even be the right. Yeah. And
I'll
it just
be honest,
swings.
There were times where I'm like, I'm too little for this ride. I'm going to fall right out of this. I had to really hold
on.
Yeah,
all it was a bar that would close over your lap.
That thing felt dangerous as hell.
I don't actually think that's it, Kirsten. I think that's like a real pirate ship people get on.
I think it might be right. No,
no, it's supposed to swing up and down. We have a dragon right here at Santa Monica Pier.
I'm not going on it.
And
I'm not going on
there,
it.
There, that thing. The swings hell like that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
You're sitting so in that last seat.
You're the last one and you flash the boys.
Why are you? Is it a dare too? Or are you just saying I'm doing this?
Yeah, your friend Hillary with like huge. Tits.
Oh, she's doing it with you.
She starts it and she's like, do it too. And I'm like, why? I don't want to. And she's like, just do it. I was like, all right. I love peer pressure. And they were like, woo. And then everybody talked about it. It's like, you won't believe what Hillary did. She flashed her boobs and Karen tried to flash whatever she thinks she's growing.
Whatever she's growing.
Whatever.
Whatever's going on.
Whatever's under her Calvin Klein.
Some boy next to her was doing it.
whatever she's growing under, like whatever training bra.
That is ridiculous. I'm telling you, man. You're right. Do you want the story to go or not? I promise you, if some girl did that in seventh grade, we would all still be like, remember that time Karen flashed her tits on at the school field trip? Yeah. That never happened on a school field trip for us. All right, vacations. Are you a vacation family at all? And if so, are you flying? Are you driving? And where are you going?
Oh man, we did it all. I remember so many. My mom got in a car accident. She got rear-ended, so she got a pretty big settlement. And then, like, she was still in a neck brace. But, like, a month later, she comes out. She's like, we're going to Disney World. With the tickets. She's like, we're going to Disney World. We're like, are you going to be okay? She's like, we're going.
I can't look left or right, but we're going.
We're going. We're staying in log cabins.
And is that a fly from Boston or Massachusetts? We flew that time.
My mom was so freaking cute, like buying me like Minnie Mouse stuff and everything. It was just so cute. But yeah, we've also driven to Myrtle Beach, which is like 16 hours.
Yeah, I've been there.
There's been multiple times where my brother has tickled me so much that I just like pee my pants and I just like let it go. Cause I'm like, well, whose fault is this? You know?
Did you stop at South of the Border and get fireworks and shit like that when you would go to Myrtle Beach?
No, I feel like my dad was like an actual like criminal. So like when he got married, like when he was younger. So like I feel like when he got married, he really straightened up.
He's good at it. There he is.
Ah, could you die? What a great looking couple.
That's your mom there too?
Yeah.
And you said they're still married, huh?
47 years.
That's fucking great.
How fucking hot is that couple?
They're a damn good looking couple.
How cute.
They look like a power couple, like a political power couple.
It looks like me and Shane Gillis. Where's my bootleg Shane Gillis? I think that's like the next boyfriend.
That's the guy for you, huh?
Yeah, he's gonna be like one chromosome off even more.
So Myrtle Beach.
We lost my brother.
What do you mean you lost him? How many brothers and sisters do you have, by the way?
I have an older brother and a younger sister. I'm right in the middle. That's why I'm so desperate for attention. But don't feel the need to procreate. Because like growing up, I was like, there's enough people. We lost my brother. He was like hanging out with these other kids that all like they were from my neighborhood at home. They all happened to be in Myrtle Beach at the same time. But like my mom doesn't really hang with those moms that hard. So we were a little like we felt like the family on the outs a little. But my brother kind of like went with these kids. They like walked into town and then all the kids came back. But like my brother didn't like. So we don't know, like, still to this day, I'm like, did they ditch him? Like, what happened or whatever? But, like, for 3 hours, we're, like, looking for him in Myrtle Beach. It was, like...
That's fucking terrifying.
We were panic-stricken. And then he just, like, walked back into, like, the hotel lobby, I think.
How old was he at the time?
Maybe 13.
Damn. Where was he, Jay? Ask him where the hell was he.
I don't know. I don't...
Does he know where the fuck he was?
Probably. And he'd probably be mad at me. He's like, Karen, you're just going to bring up the story. You don't remember where I was. He was doing something stupid. He, like... They were probably bebopping in and out of stores. And my brother just, like, locked into something. I don't know. He probably saw, like, a magazine with, like, tits on it or something. I ditched him. Because he was looking at him too long.
Derek, we're just going to go look at your sisters on the dragon ride, bro.
She's fun.
When we were little, we lost my brother for a hot second in Ocean City, Ocean City, Maryland. You've been there? You've been down to Ocean City?
I'm like, I think I went with my one boyfriend. I'm like, what beach was that? No, that felt more like Jersey.
Yeah, there's an Ocean City, Jersey, too.
Yeah.
But he was doing the thing where he's a little kid and he's just like walking and picking up seashells. And then he just gets in the water a little bit.
No.
He's walking. And next thing we turn around, this motherfucker is gone.
What do you mean?
He's nowhere to be found.
He's
and my dad is freaking the fuck out. Well, that's where you think. That's the worst thing. You think, oh,
that's
my God, he got pulled out. And no, he just fucking wandered down the damn beach as a little kid, not paying attention. So I even teach my daughter now because she goes to camp. She's in the ocean. I'm like, you find a spot on land and you look at that house or that whatever. And you always make sure you can still see that fucking thing. Because I'm telling you, 5 minutes in the ocean, you fuck around, you turn around, you're like, that neighborhood ain't even here anymore. You're like, you fucking all the way down. So he just kept going. They were panicking. But back in the day, they did the things where lifeguards would yell or bullhorn chair to chair if a kid was missing all the way down. And fucking found him way down there. I'll never forget that.
That's terrifying.
It's terrifying.
Did you ever do this shit? I just thought of this. Did you ever go in a store with your parents and then split off and then go up to the front and page them and shit like that? Did you ever do that?
No.
Oh, we used to do this shit all the time, man. We would.
And you got a hold of the pager?
Well, so one time I was in Kmart when I was a kid and I don't know, fucking could not find my dad and my brothers.
Yeah.
Just couldn't find them. I'm not panicking. I just can't fucking find them. I'm not sure if they left the store because it's in a little mall.
Okay.
So I just go up to the, you know, the customer service desk and I'm like, could you please.
Wait, I have done this. It's a good prank.
Yeah. As the holidays creep closer, the days get busier, and routines get thrown off with parties, feasts, and endless to-dos. That's when I reach for Tempo. Real meals, already cooked, ready in minutes, and actually good for you, helping me stay balanced while still enjoying the celebrations. Tempo delivers fresh, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals right to your door. Each meal is perfectly portioned for lunch or dinner, ready in just 2 minutes. With 20 new recipes every week made from nutrient-rich ingredients, Tempo keeps things exciting and helps you stay consistent with healthy habits. And no matter your goals, there's a Tempo meal for you. Protein-packed, calorie-conscious, carb-conscious, even fiber-rich. I've been enjoying Tempo meals. I'm down 30 pounds, and I'm definitely going with the protein ones. And I'm a big fan of the salsa verde chicken. I also like the sweet potatoes and the spicy shrimp. All right. It's convenient, but it's also flexible enough to fit the way you want to eat. For a limited time, Tempo is offering my listeners 60% off your first box. Go to tempomeals.com/wayback. That's tempomeals.com/wayback for 60% off your first box. TempoMeals.com/wayback. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But the first time was legit. Could you please page my dad and stuff? And she did. And he was like, hey, great. You know what I mean? Great job. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. Good street smarts. Teach you right.
Where
now.
Was
like, he was just somewhere in the store where I couldn't fucking find him. I could not find him. So then I thought, you know what? I'm doing this shit in every store we go to. And I would go, my dad would be like, stop doing this shit. Like, can you page him to come up? So this is like 2 months ago. My daughter and my buddy from ninth grade, our daughters are like best friends. And we're in the grocery store. And we're like, come on. Come on. We need to go. And they're fucking around. They will not come. So I said, you know what we're going to do? So we went over to the customer service table and we said, listen, our daughters are messing with us and they will not come. And that woman was ready. She goes, what are their names? She was ready. I said, it's Stella and Donna. And she goes, okay. And she goes, Stella and Donna, your fathers are at the front. Get up here. And they came out ready. Really? Oh, they hustled. We were laughing and shit. I was, that's humiliating. That's so embarrassing. I was like, I'm doing that shit every time now. You fuck with me.
I worked at Marshall's. So, like, we could do that. And, like, towards the end, like, the last couple of weeks when I knew I was quitting, like, I would, like, play the penis game with, like, other people. Like, I would just grab my, like, penis and then I would, like, run away.
I learned about that game on this show.
What?
I even told my friends from high school.
We played that sitting in these seats. This is where it would start.
I'm so mad we didn't play that in high school. And I tell my friends that and they're like, oh, I go, I know, bro. We'd have been suspended.
Yeah, it's like
just
the most.
Penis. And then somebody's got to say it louder and louder. I can't believe that didn't make it to our school.
It felt like such a group effort. You weren't afraid of it at the time. It was like, but then at the same time, it was kind of like getting caught with like the hot potato. Like, who's going to say it the loudest? You're like, I have to say it louder. Like, you'd cry. You're like, I can't believe like this guy just screamed it. And I have to say it louder. You're like, and you're the one. Like,
I wish.
I had to go to like the principal's office for being inappropriate multiple times.
Give me some examples of your inappropriateness.
I would like write like I would like.
And real quick, sorry, is this middle school or high school we're talking
about?
What
I'm thinking right now is like around sixth grade.
Oh, okay. You're younger. All right.
And I was like, but I was writing like dirty, what were I considered dirty like notes to like boys. What would maybe be considered like sexed today, but we're talking about the years of yore. Decades and decades
what
ago.
A raven would fly. To somebody
when I would hold my quill and dip it lightly in ink.
Why are you such a horny young lady? You're pulling your boobs out.
That's such
out,
a good
sexting,
question.
Writing it. Why are you so fired up so young?
Why are you so fired?
All revved up.
Why you weren't?
Oh, yeah, but I'm a boy, and I just always assumed it was full-on testosterone, and that's my peak. That's when we're supposed, that's our, like,
11?
17 high school.
Oh, really?
Oh, let me tell you something, Karen. You get into high school as a boy, and you put on a pair of sweatpants, and one day you realize, I ain't wearing sweatpants to high school anymore. I'm just holding that shit in my pocket. You're just a walking hard-on at that age.
You're just a moving boner.
Full of testosterone. Yes, you're a walking boner full of testosterone.
No, I think I've been drinking Luis J. Gomez's coffee, and it has Tongat Ali in it, and it's supposed to increase your testosterone production.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so I think I've been fired up. And I think.
But I mean, what was it when you were younger?
Women are born with testosterone too. I might have had high levels.
You might have.
I was also just like bossy in general. Like my teachers would tell my parents, like, she's not like playing. She's like organizing people and she's like giving them jobs.
Nah, you're giving people responsibilities. You're doing this. You're doing this.
Mrs. Johnson was like, she's like, she keeps calling it playing house, but she's just making them like do stuff.
So you're handwriting notes to boys and you got
in trouble. Big trouble
you got
for that.
Caught. Who caught you?
I think one of the boys or somebody like told, like there was a rat, like there was a mole.
You don't think maybe one of those boys took it home and their mom saw it and they're like,
No, because it happened in real time, I remember.
Oh, really?
We were like at lunch. We were laughing
and
too loud.
And what do they say? They bring you to the
they're
office?
They're all nuns, so they really like shame you.
Oh, shit. It's a...
Like when a nun reads something that like a 12-year-old...
Listen, I'll tell you why. You're all horned up because nuns are telling you, you can't touch it.
Don't touch it.
Don't
look
yourself,
at it.
Don't look at it. Her pressing
eyes
pressing
on your
down,
own paper.
Pressing down. Ignore your feelings. Don't. No, no. Yeah. Okay. Now it makes sense why you're all horned up. You're a little fucking Catholic girl.
There you have it, everyone.
And so what do they take you there and do you get suspended? Like what do they
do? Yeah, suspended. Like that was the punishment, right? Always like spend more time with us. You would get detention. You'd have to stay after school. You like couldn't go have lunch. You'd have to have like lunch alone. Oh, sometimes they would make us just walk around the playground, which feels a little child
the
camp slavery.
Here?
That's Sacred Heart. Yeah. Yeah. Whoa.
When's the last time you were there?
Like I never have gone back. There's
no reunions or anything like that.
There have been reunions, but my graduating class was like 89 people. It was
what?
Small to begin
with. It
was,
with. Huh?
Yeah.
Is it all girls, too, by the way?
No, but we used to call it an all-girls school that boys go to.
That's good.
Yeah, that's a great shot of the school. It looks beautiful.
That's a big fucking school.
Well, we were all in there, ages 7th, 8th,
oh, ninth, this is middle school and high school?
7th through 12th.
Oh, wow. Okay, that makes sense. Did you get arrested in high school?
No, but I got in trouble with the cops a couple times.
Why?
Senior skip day, we went to this kid's house and we just sort of like, I think I had been hooking up with him the summer before and he was always like, yeah, you can go to my house and party, it'll be fine. So we sort of went to like his family's private beach for senior skip day and brought like a ton of booze.
Talking like a bunch of people, like a big party?
Yeah, 20 people maybe. Yeah, okay. It was all pretty planned. And within like 10 minutes, there was a bunch of cops there. And we didn't get arrested, but we got yelled at. One time, two of my friends were arrested in New York for smoking weed. We were all smoking weed. Three of us, two guys and me. And the cops show up.
Where?
West Village. This was like they were arresting people for smoking. This is a long time ago.
Damn.
They were arresting people for smoking weed. And the cop looks at me and goes, I didn't see you smoking. And I was like, I guess I wasn't smoking then. And I abandoned my friends.
Listen, that's the right thing to do.
What are you going
to
do?
That's the right
thing. What are you going to do?
You're going to be like, no, I'm going to stand here with you and go down.
Are you guys okay? Yeah. Oh, sorry. That was brutal. I think I made some phone calls. I was like, hey, get these guys out of jail.
That's all you can do.
That's all I can do.
Tell me about parties growing up. Like, are you guys... What's a party for you? Are you throw we because we would do field parties if no one had a house.
Sure.
Are you doing house parties?
We would just get in a truck and drive deep into the woods and like do whatever we were gonna do just in the back of a truck. That's what I remember. Like me, I was like dating this kid, Brendan Maloney. He was 6'2", like ginger, like with freckles, just wicked funny guy. But we would just get hammered and be like in the back of a truck that his friend was driving. And we would just like hook up, get wasted.
While the guy's driving. You guys have a chaperone.
And the guy would drive like crazy. Like that was the fun of it. Like we might die. One time I just went and like I think it was New Year's Eve, and I just like raided my parents' liquor cabinet, but I really didn't know what I was doing. So we were mixing a lot of lights and darks. So I started vomiting very quickly, but my friends still wanted to hang out with me. So they kept dragging me from room to room, like dropping me and like,
just like wanting you to be in there with them, but you're just dead basically.
I had like so many like memories of just being feeling like paralyzed, but it's like one of my like four of my friends would each have a limb and they would just be like, come on Karen, we're going. I'm like, I'll just stay here, dude. I'm not really contributing right now.
When did the ballet career stop?
When the heroin began.
I hope you're joking. I also hope you're not. What a tragic ending to such a promising ballet career.
I'm kidding. No, I just wasn't that good.
Oh, is that really what it was?
As the weather cools, I'm swapping in the pieces that actually get the job done. Warm, durable, and built to last. And Quince delivers every time, with wardrobe staples that'll carry you through the season. Quince has the kind of fall staples you'll actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim and real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. Quince has quickly found their way into my daily rotation outfits. The polo tops look professional without being stiff, and the quality holds up. I recently saw a suede trucker jacket on their website I've been keeping my eye on. It's perfect for layering, and it looks like it has the perfect balance of casual yet still put together. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen, deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. With seasons changing and the holidays just around the corner, check out Quince and all they have to offer. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/wayback for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/wayback. Free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/wayback.
Yeah, like
it seemed like you were good, or more was it not cool anymore? Or was it just like, I'm sick of fucking 5 days a week of this and performances, I'm guessing. That's a long ass week.
I also like sold it through with like a lot of my upper body stuff. I was like very charismatic. Like, she's a great dancer. And like, she can't really get her leg that high. Like, so they like sit you down when you like hit puberty and they're like, listen, you're never gonna be like the best, but you'll be in like the chorus. So if that's something you want to do, like yada yada yada. And I was just like, fuck this.
It's that cutthroat early on, huh? They just straight up like, yeah, it ain't gonna happen for you.
I wouldn't bank on this. Which is like kind of like merciful in some ways, in other ways heartbreaking. You still have the gift of choice, you know. You could like choose to not listen to them and like still pursue your passion of dance. I did some other kinds of dance, but I don't know. I think I was always meant to like speak, because I would constantly get in trouble for making all the ballerina girls laugh, which is like making a librarian come, you guys. I don't know if you get that analogy, but it's not easy because they're standing there in B+, like in head on a swivel.
God, you just made me flashback to that stuff. It was different than it is now. Back when we would... Everyone didn't make the team. You had to try out for sports.
Yeah, dude. I was saying this the other day. For the auditions for the Nutcracker, These ages, let's say it's 8 to 12 or something, we all have numbers on like cattle, and you're dancing for these like grown men and women with clipboards deciding whether you're good at this art or not. And a lot of the girls got parts, and you come down with an envelope and like a schedule and like, yeah, like, yay, yay. And some girls were like Clara, some were Party, and like the reindeers was like, oh my God, these are the best parts. And then I come down and be like, Jello Mold, year two. Let's get it, Ma. Ma, book the flights. But then the girls who didn't get envelopes, like, you've never seen anything sadder than
that. And it's happening in front of you, right?
Oh, that's so the worst.
You're seeing the
humiliation ritual
that
of
can
it.
Happen to you also.
Of course.
You're not down there yet. No, but I'm saying a person, you over there like,
I always got a part. I always got a part. I always got a part.
But I remember you'd walk up and they'd say, if your name's not on the list, you didn't make the team. And here comes 20 people at one time, all looking. Yep. You're like, fuck.
But that's like, you know, that builds resiliency in people.
I agree.
It builds character if you use it correctly.
I agree. What's the most trouble you remember getting in as a kid? And was it a school thing or a parent thing?
I brought my sister home drunk.
What do you mean?
We like went out with these guys I was dating.
So you were close enough you'd hang out? Like you were good with your sister?
Once, I think I was probably in college, like a freshman or maybe a sophomore. So my sister was probably like a junior, senior in high school. So yeah, I mean, I started drinking when I was 14. So I was like, Colleen, you can come out. I was like dating these guys. And I was trying to make her be chill. I was like, don't drink too much. And she was like, fuck you. And she like started doing shots of vodka and she was fucked up. And I
remember. That's like her first time drinking is
yeah,
with you?
Yeah, probably that much for sure anyway. And so my mom is awake when we get home and she's in the kitchen with her bathrobe like pacing and like she's making us talk to her and my sister cannot. She's holding on. She's like, she's holding on to the kitchen table, like totally slumped over.
Hold on to the table, is fucked like up.
Head that's down, fucked up, yeah. Swaying, like checking in once in a while, oh, and like looking shit. At me, being like, she's like, I can't, I'm hammered. And then my mom's like, Karen, what the hell? Like, has she been drinking? And I'm like, no. Which is just the funniest thing to say. She's obviously wasted. So yeah, that was I was like grounded for a while after that. My mom was really mad because she's like, she just was like, I mean, you could have died, but like Colleen could have, and I love her more than I love you. And I was like, I hear you, I get it, I'm sorry. She's like, I don't think you do. Like she's gonna give me grandkids. And she's like, you are a waste of space. Look how hot my mom is. Woo woo woo. That's a hot
that's
mom.
That's your mom?
Yeah.
How old is she there? Have you guys young?
In her 20s, for sure.
I was going to say, she looks like maybe late 20s here.
No, because no, I was like 10. Here. Probably in her 30s, for sure, yeah. Probably late 30s.
And you're number two.
Yep.
And she already had your sister at this point.
Yep.
That's a lady that's had three kids in the, what, 90s?
Smoke show.
Mom looks damn good.
Right?
Yeah, she looks very young, though. Like, I would buy that's a 25-year-old girl.
Me too. It's because like she didn't wear a lot of makeup, didn't do. It's like the natural look. It presents as youthful. My mom's so cute. Oh, that's a good one too. Me and mom. Look at those bangs. Look at those 80s bangs. We both are rocking.
Yeah.
What are we?
Now, is her hair short there or just your arm might be under it?
It's like half up, yeah, half down. I see it. We probably both have the similar length hair in this picture, actually. We were killing it together.
Are you close still?
Yeah, I talk to my mom every day.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I'm making my daughter talk to me every day.
That's good.
I'm making it.
That's good. No, my mom's a riot. She's just funny as hell. This feels like it was that was definitely at my grandparents' house.
I'm just looking at the list. Flashing tits on the dragon. It's
I know a lot of other people. Like, give me a thumbs up if you did that too. I'm sure a lot of people.
I've never even seen it, goddammit. I've never even seen it.
I don't know. You're not getting dared enough on rides.
I guess, yeah.
I think, like, the movie Fear came out about the time that I was coming of age, too.
I remember that. The Marky Mark one, right?
Oh, Marky Mark. Yeah. Mark Wahlberg. Oh, my God. He fingers her on the roller coaster.
Yeah, and then what? He's a psycho or something, isn't he?
Then he kills the family dog.
Yeah, that's right. He's a psycho. Karen, thank you for doing this. This was a lot of fun.
No problem.
Promote it right there again, please. Your special.
Check out my special, Don't Serve Me. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. There you can find episodes of my podcast, OnlyFans. And yeah, I have a show with Stacey K, November 8th, part of the New York Comedy Festival. And I'll be in Boston November 7th at the Hideout. Oh, I feel like I'm going to sneeze. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Take your time.
That's it. That's all I can think of.
That's great. Thank you for doing this.
This was so fun.
Go watch our special. Thank you guys for supporting this show. We'll talk to y'all next week.